Okay, excuse me while I whip this out. My name's Steve and I'm a knitter. Here's my knitting. And here are my needles. I'm going to set up a needle exchange system for schools. That's just a joke, don't worry. Keep calm, carry on. So anyway, I'm starting to knit. And you think, well, why would I want to learn to knit? Well, I thought about it, and I thought, well, there's a lot of analogies between knitting and sort of learning, and analogies of knitting and technology. And what it was, firstly, you have to struggle with it. You have to learn how to do it. And I asked my mother, and I asked my mother-in-law, and they all got incredibly frustrated with me because I couldn't do it. And I said, well, I'm just learning some nice knitting, hey. So we're all going to wave together. We all knit. And anyway, so I started learning to knit. So there's three parts to this, really. So there's actually the knitting itself is actually of interest to the kids. The kids will do it. They'll speak to their parents. There's a lot of dormant knitters around. People learn when they're younger, haven't touched it for years. And they start to knit. So actually there's a lot of good in that. So if you look on craftclub.org.uk, they're helping set up knitting clubs and craft clubs in schools. What they also do is give people public liability insurance to go into the schools. It's very, very good. So I certainly recommend you go with craftclub.org.uk. So that's one part, actually learn to knit. Secondly is to try and learn to knit from a book, so that's really, really difficult. So you look at a video of it on YouTube, you can actually see how to do it, you can understand how to do it. So getting the kids to take photos, to take videos, is again, it's bringing in the technology slowly in there too. And finally, there's a lot of links to this and programming. So we imagine you don't knit for the sake of knitting. You don't think, I'm just going to knit like a square or something like that. I think, I'm going to knit this for a person. You're knitting for that baby, you're knitting for that, you know, whatever. There's a purpose, a user experience at the end of it, like programming. You also have to follow a pattern. You have to follow a system. And sometimes you'll take bits of programming and put them together to make your pattern, which again is a bit like programming. You also go wrong, so you have to debug it, you have to go back, sort out where you've gone wrong, you have to fix it again. You also have to look at other examples, and you make analogies, and you sort of break down problems into smaller bits. So I'm saying there's a lot of analogies between programming and also with knitting. So my mission at the moment is to learn to knit. So as you can see, I'm very slow. I'm a classic sort of cack-handed boy who takes ages. But I'm getting there slowly. And the only downside I'd say to it was I did try and do it on the train the other week. And I was a bit embarrassed, so every time everyone walked past, I was looking around and then quickly scrambling around under the table like this, which probably looked more suspicious than if I just knitted in the first place. So anyway, craftclub.org.uk, set up knitting clubs, and then see about how we can link that to technology and programming too. Thank you.